hot. That's how I describe tonight's story. Just what I need to start my weekend off right. And I've got my little surprise package from AdamandEve.com right here beside me. You really should try that special offer. There's nothing like a really good, well, you know what I mean, to really start the weekend off right. And I can promise you, tonight's story will do just that. If you haven't done so, be sure to subscribe and tell your friends about Friday Night Fun, unless you want this to be just our little secret. So remember, go to AdamandEve.com, enter offer code FRIDAY at checkout, and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Plus, they throw in 3 free adult DVDs, a free mystery gift, and free shipping on your entire order. It doesn't get much better than that. Remember, use offer code FRIDAY to get this deal. And now, here's tonight's hot story.
Honeymoon for one. The water washed up around Monica's ankles as she strolled the beach. It was exactly what she wanted, a remote island paradise all her own. None of her friends understood why she wanted to go by herself. Monica wasn't quite sure either. But after being stood up at the altar, she wasn't going to sit home on what was to be her honeymoon. She had already taken time off work, and besides, she deserved a little R&R after the wedding that would never be. Monica supposed it was all for the best. He was right. They were not a good match. At least he had the guts to call it off, something she would never have had the nerve to do. No regrets, Monica repeated her new mantra. Returning to her oceanside bungalow with her own private balcony, Monica filled a tall glass with ice water, sipping some out, then pouring it liberally down her head and neck. The cold was shocking against her face. She lapped the water, darting her tongue out the corner of her mouth, tasting the salty sweat from her upper lip. She didn't think it could get any hotter. She was going to wallow in the sun, read, relax, and do absolutely nothing for the next 10 days. What could be better, she thought. Being married, nagged another voice in her head. Shut up, you, she mentally snapped back. Great, now I'm going nuts talking to myself. This was never ending. Quickly putting these thoughts aside, Monica eased off her bikini, placing the water on the floor next to the bowl of fruit and laying down on the chaise lounge. Her sun-screened skin was instantly slick with sweat from the heat. Pouring more water on her face and neck, it was almost too cold to bear at first, then subsided into a numbing relief. Numb, she thought. Not such a bad way to feel for a while. Turning over, Monica's breasts were exposed ever so briefly. Now her rump was in full view for any boaters that might pass by. Go ahead and take a picture, she laughed to herself. Looking through the slats of her bungalow to the water below, she could see a small school of fish hovering together, then quickly dispersing. One minute they were there, the next gone. Kind of like old Jackass, her sarcastic inner child mumbled. No regrets, she reminded herself. As Monica thought about what her future might hold now, she heard real voices from nearby. She stopped and listened. The voices were suddenly interrupted by moaning. Peeking through the slats again, Monica saw a couple in a chaise lounge in a bungalow next to hers. Oh, God! Are they really doing it right there, she thought to herself. Here she had thought herself prayed for sunbathing nude. The woman's arms were wrapped around the man's neck as they bobbed up and down. He held her ass firmly in his hands as he ground into her. The woman started moaning louder. Great! She shook her head. Fucking honeymooners! And then she laughed at her own pun. Monica was getting up to go when the man turned and appeared to look right at her. Could he see her? She wanted to run inside, but she couldn't break away from his stare. The look in his eyes was primal. He was there, but he was somewhere else too, as if centuries of the urge to procreate pooled in his eyes. Then the woman, following his gaze, slowly turned and looked at her too. There they were, the two of them, humping their brains out, staring as if to say, what are you going to do about it? She couldn't move. She was transfixed by the sight of them. Turning away, the man took the woman's breasts in his hands. He bit down on first one nipple, then the other, sucking at it, causing the woman to moan again as he taunted her with a wildly flickering tongue. Looking back at her, he smiled. What was almost a challenge. Oh, no, he didn't, she thought in shock. What was he playing at? The woman started to thrash as he continued to grind into her harder and faster. The woman no longer looked at her, being too engrossed in her passion. The man, however, kept his eyes on her, looking, seducing. Monica felt a quick rush of wetness between her legs. She caressed one of her breasts. Then her hand stroked her belly, finally settling down below. The man's focus was now on her. The look in his eyes now wild, as if he was screwing them both at the same time. She found that place and gently rubbed, making small circles with her hand, dancing that delicate dance only she knew. The woman's moaning changed from slow, deep moans to higher-pitched shrieks. She circled faster and continued watching. The man pulled out of the woman, turning her around. Well, that explains all the moaning, she thought at the sight of his thick, hard penis standing straight out. He re-entered the woman now from behind, first slowly, gliding all the way in, then pulling all the way out, then with gusto, then back to the long, slow strokes. The man did this over and over, staring at her through the slats. He wanted Monica to watch. The woman was moaning and trying to grind her hips into his pelvis, but he wouldn't let her. He was leading this dance. He kept up this teasing pace as long as he could until he couldn't dam the inevitable flood any longer. The woman, now that her passion was sated, turned again to look at her. Monica was still circling and caressing herself, not having brought herself off yet. Her clit buzzed with excitement, and she couldn't stop herself, not that she wanted to. The woman moved to sit in front of the man. He massaged her swollen lips, sliding a finger in and then out. He grabbed her breasts, tweaking a nipple as her hips moved with his other hand. All the while they stared at her, eyes locked on her. Monica rubbed herself faster now. God, I am so ready. His cock was so huge. Lifting a mango from the fruit bowl, she crushed it against her lips, smearing the pulp and juice around her mouth, then biting into it and savoring its sweetness. She slid her fingers inside her mouth and began to lick and suck the tangy juice from them. The woman cried out as the man fingered her faster. Monica lowered her sticky fingers down between her legs, slowly slipping first one and then two inside, clenched around them. Moving them in and out, she hit her spot each time, moaning. Looking at the couple, she saw the man's penis grow erect again. Thoroughly wet now, she rubbed her engorged lump with one hand as she continued to slide her fingers in and out with the other. Faster, Monica moaned. The man, fully erect now, stood up and, bending the woman forward, entered her aggressively and without remorse. God, this is hot! She wished it were her being banged from behind. Faster! Faster! Her wrists ached, but she couldn't stop, not before the oh of the century! The man, eyes locked on her, scanning every inch of her body, fucked the woman relentlessly. The faster she went, the harder he fucked. The woman was now moaning so loud, a few boaters off in the distance turned to look, but were too far to see. The man and the woman fucked. Her fingers flew in and out. Faster! Faster! Monica felt the most incredible sensation down to her curled toes. Her back arched, and it seemed an eternity before she bucked and shuddered with the most exceptional orgasm. She was so engrossed in her own orgasm, she forgot about her new friends. Monica turned her head and looked. The woman yelped with her own orgasm. The man threw back his head as he came a second time. Then he collapsed on the woman's back. Monica laughed with release, joy, satisfaction. They too laughed, and once started, it came rolling out of them wildly. There she was with her newfound friends, laughing and naked. No regrets, none at all.
Ooh, I needed that one.
After a long, long week, what would I do if I didn't have my Friday night fun? I know you're enjoying these stories as much as I am. Shh, and the best part is nobody even knows. Just like when you order that special something from my friends at adamandeve.com. It comes in that plain brown box, and it's all yours to enjoy. And if you haven't ordered your special something yet, just make sure you do it while the offer code is still good. Go online to adamandeve.com and use the offer code Friday at checkout. Like magic, they take 50% off almost any item. They give you free shipping, 3 free bonus adult DVDs, oh, and a surprise gift. I wonder what your surprise will be. Well, you don't have to answer that. Do make sure you subscribe to this podcast so I can come to you every Friday. I don't think either of us wants to miss this date.